It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 669.
What's happening, guys? What's going on for this 99th day of the year? Little fun really? Fact for you. Yeah, 99 days.
Yeah, that's a good fact.
Well, I was just looking at what the day is. We missed National Beer Day yesterday. I mentioned that it was the World Health Organization Day, but that fell flat. Mm-hmm. Trump didn't get around that. He's cut some kind of funding to them or something. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Being Trump. What's... But yeah, today, 99th day of the year. Not bad.
What about the Trump thing? Is that something you just read or what's...
Oh, mate,
seems like just... a bad time for it.
Well, it's because there's... I read, you know, all these headlines. World Health Organization has zero credibility moving forward. Just like they're getting slammed. Mm. Absolutely slammed.
I've been avoiding a lot of the news of late.
Really? Like actively just not pursuing news.com.au or New York Times is your go-to?
Yeah, but I just feel like, I don't know what I'm getting out of it if I watch it now. So I'm trying to enjoy stuff. Brie and I watched 30 Rock last night, you know, just sort of just chill out.
The it definitely feels like there is it depends on where you're consuming stuff, but even on the air, like driving, listening to the radio, it's all slightly shifting away from sort of doom and gloom in Australia as much, and more the talk of economic, you know, what the economic issues and all of that stuff. It's very fucking unclear. Everything is unclear.
Yeah, Sevs, how's your family?
Yeah, I mean we're pretty good. I mean I'm spending a lot of time downstairs.
Yeah.
So I mean I'm only seeing them.
Have you seen them in the last few days?
Just at dinner. That's
I felt like there was a priming question. Is there do we know something, Josh? Is there some intel you've got?
No.
No,
you I mean you asked me just on FaceTime this morning just how's my family? I'm just like, and I joked I haven't seen them.
Well,
so I guess it stems from there.
No,
Josh
no,
is
I was
good
actually
at
just
sensing
I was,
stuff. He's sensing
I was just
something.
Curious. Well, the funny thing is, you say that I sense stuff, and this morning when I spoke to Sevs, he couldn't stop smiling on FaceTime, and I was like,
that's his new normal. I don't know. There's a pandemic going on, but the boy's rosy red and smiling from you know ear to ear.
But it's I was trying to work good. It out. I was like, what's going on? You he's reckon there's nothing going on?
He's got pep in his step, son. This is what that is. Look at it. Mate, I was cooking eggs before, and this is how silly I am. Next to it, we have like this olive oil spray. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And I grabbed the bottle next to me and sprayed it onto the pan, and it was the cleaning agent.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And my eggs were in the pan.
Oh, no.
Oh. Luckily, I sprayed on the right-hand side, and as soon as it hit the pan, it went... steamed up because it's liquidy, but it is a natural. It's not like bleach or something.
Yeah.
It's still,
so
somehow.
You had your eggs still?
I ate them. I threw off a few bits of bacon and it didn't taste too bad.
How pissed off were you?
Oh, pretty pissed off, but then I'm just laughing at like the stupidity. Like, I do stupid shit like that where I'm completely thinking about something else.
Yeah.
And you just like. A robot and you've just fucked it. Actually, a robot probably wouldn't fuck it. The human is the issue in this moment. But just quickly, remember how a while ago we were talking about, I think I tried, it was like an ISO hack that I wanted to try, and it was to test if underarm hair contributes to bad
BO.
Perspiration or bad, BO. And so last night, after a few glasses of red, oh Jesus Christ!
Oh.
Can you see it?
Oh, oh yeah, you've gone completely.
Oh wow!
But I've only done one side.
Oh, so you can test it.
I've done one side. I tested one side, and I was like, "Nah, this is going to be fine. I mean, it won't hurt." And I, you know, a few glasses of red is kind of a painkiller, but geez, when someone doesn't know how to wax. It's painful.
So you used wax?
Oh, you waxed it.
Amy bought a new wax pot. Well, how? Because you can't. Beauty parlors are closed down, and so you can't go and get a wax. And so Amy's bought this device, and it heats up, and then you just like. And anyway, she waxed my underarm, and it bled. That's how coarse my underarm hair is.
If you had fingers, basically, tubes, it'd be a lot easier.
They're basically fingers, Josh. I basically amputated 30,000 fingers under my underarm. But I'll be able to do a... who's doing the smell test, actually?
I think Sebs could do it.
Oh, absolutely not.
I think so.
I'll come to your window, Sebs.
Let Ramble do it. Ramble can do it.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
But yeah, so I'm just going to test it to see if it is at all advantageous to have less underarm hair as a male. Like a lot of females have no underarm hair. Actually, in saying that, there's a lot more females now with underarm hair.
Mm-hmm. Especially during quarantine.
Well, yeah, I think, like, I mean, hipsters, it's there's a real movement on underarm hair.
North side, where I am.
North side.
Underarm.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. It's. I think maybe you know about it because there's probably a bit of pushback, and I get it. It's like pushing back on societal norms. Mm-hmm. And so the reason I say I'm seeing it because I think there's people like, you know, actively showing that it's like, mm-hmm. here I am, hairy as can be.
Well, it seems like there's also people at the moment who are pushing back on the social isolation stuff and still deciding to put makeup on or wearing high heels in the house, things like that.
That's just fucking annoying. I feel for women that wear high heels anyway. It's like, I get the dressing up though. Like I've got jeans and a jacket on, my nice Gant t-shirt.
It actually reminds me when I was exercising yesterday, Bree said the words, "Oh, don't exercise in your good tracksuit pants." I didn't realize that I only had one pair of tracksuit pants, and apparently they're the good tracksuit pants now.
Yeah.
Weren't you wearing your Lululemon stuff?
Yeah, so I changed into my shorts. That's what Bree sort of suggested. Mate. But then, you know, I was talking about being a little bit self-conscious, just watching my gut or whatever. Bree then, I was showing her the live stream back. She's like, "Oh my God." And I hadn't...
as in negatively?
God, not for the same reason, because I'd been so obsessed with my man tits and stuff. I hadn't looked at my shorts. And she's like, "You can completely see your tits." Just going up and down, up and down.
Yeah, so I saw that.
To join the live stream. But I mean, your little purple shorts need to go. They need bin them.
Man, I got nice legs, but I did think
it's not your legs that's the problem, you know.
who says JJ can't do thirst traps?
Yeah, was it a thirst trap? I don't know. Seb, Lyndon got in touch with you.
Oh yeah, so I think yesterday I sent out an email with my second life hack, which was around first aid, and it's an app from the Red Cross that tells you a bunch of things to do in all the different emergency scenarios. So, you know, it goes through, like, if you've got a stroke, do this. And then it also does a test so you can see. But I just found it helpful when I was just looking at, I guess, how to get better at, like, all the first aid and emergency stuff. But I got a reply from Lyndon, and it says, "Hey, 97, thanks for the life hack. I just wanted to take a minute to apologize for what came across as a condensing message that aired in EP 666 regarding the Lifehack Club. Ooh. The message was intended to be read with sarcasm, but clearly that's difficult to communicate over text. Sorry for what seemed to be a personal and direct hit on you. It was certainly not intended that way."
What I started was the comment?
So Lyndon texted me privately. I didn't sense any sarcasm. Lyndon's just feeling a little bit bad. But Lyndon brought forward a complaint to me about how the Lifehack Club has been managed.
I mean, sarcasm is... there's so many things to sarcasm, like facial expression, tone, that help get across sarcasm. Some people don't do sarcasm well at all. And it's like, no, you're just being an asshole at this point.
Yeah. Sebs, are you sarcastic? You a sarcastic guy?
I think so, yeah. Does it come across?
I don't know.
Well, I think it's, you know, yes, I mean, in sometimes, I think what we're trying to point out, like some people, my mate's dad has a really dry sense of humour. And so it's easy to define the humor that he has. Like yours is quite self-deprecating. You could, if you were to put a label to it, like
mine,
not afraid. Things. Yeah, yours, Josh, not okay, afraid to make yourself look silly.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, what Sevs? I mean, you have to.
How would you even describe Sevs?
I feel like I've definitely taken a mix from both of you.
So what do you think TJ is then?
Yeah, if Josh if is self-deprecating, self-promoting. No, it has to relate to the humor element.
What is it?
I don't want to feed you words, but I could.
Risky? What are you? Do you do risky jokes? It is. No?
It's a tiny bit risky.
Well, no, Sevs is actually risky. Some of his funniest stuff cannot be said on this show. And it's not because they're...
I'm trying to think of what you sort of stuff you're
I'm
saying.
I'm trying to like, think.
Even the stuff like he sayings he has with his mates. I don't know. Maybe we laugh at
cancer,
him more.
But that's been...
Maybe we're laughing at him more than he's trying to make us laugh.
Yeah.
Like the coconut crew. Like he's just a funny guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Just his existence is quite funny.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's the serious nature of Sevs that makes him funny. But what's
also
the personality?
Like,
what's your humor then, TJ? You throw words.
Oh, no, I don't know. Yeah, cheeky. I don't know. Is cheeky a part of humor? Like you can be funny cheeky. Cheeky is like you said, it's not not completely like daring or what was the word you used? Like
risky.
It's risky cheeky.
Risky cheeky.
Risky
you
cheeky.
You update your Insta bio? Risky cheeky.
Risky, a humor type. Risky cheeky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind risky cheeky because then you can be playful in it. Like the cheekiness is almost like the young nature within you, and then the risky is, you know, yeah. I mean, it's cancelable. There's high chance of being cancelled.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. You know, when you've got the risky bit in there too, but yeah. I mean. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just trying
just
to
finish off the rest of that email.
Yeah.
Lyndon says, I started listening to the show in December after finding the Grong Squad from Matt Diavella. I always enjoy tuning in to listen to what I think is hilarious banter. The show leaves me laughing and always in great spirits. In the midst of the coronavirus situation, I appreciate you, Josh, and Tommy bringing us two episodes a day during the week. You really doubled down on the production. The quality is always superb and the guests are always a great addition. The community that you are building through the show is extremely impressive and it's only growing stronger. The work you do is admirable and the team will certainly continue to be successful. Thanks so much for pumping out great content and bringing the Gronk Squad fresh banter every day. Cheers, Lyndon.
Well, Lyndon really did feel bad, didn't he?
I know.
I'm
accepting your apology, Lyndon. That was nice.
That's nice. Last night I was sort of on the bandwagon of thinking about being fit. You can feel a bit sluggish being at home, even
was
if
was that
you're
after
sort of
your three red wines? Or
definitely. But I mean, I did. That's it. That made me feel good, if anything. But I was then just thinking about a time when I was a lot fitter than I am, and then I saw Chris Hemsworth talking on Instagram, then I saw his triceps and I thought, wow, they're good.
Oh, great, so tricep. Annoying, isn't it?
Is
What's
it? Have
doing?
You thought that
I don't
too?
Follow, I don't
Have you thought
him
this
on
too?
Instagram.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, his triceps are like, they're full on. Was that him pushing the sled or no?
Mate, this was him just talking in an interview, sitting there.
Oh, that's
And
annoying.
He moved his arm from, you know, like a right angle in his elbow to straight and then the tricep just popped and I thought, I'm useless. You know, it's really... And the most annoying thing is... JJ, it'd be like if you got super fat again, and then you're like, "This is fucking annoying."
We don't need
I haven't
dream that. It's no, fucking, no, it's happened.
No, but
it's,
think
it's
about,
a nightmare.
I'm that version because I was a lot fitter than I have been.
Yeah, sure.
And
so you're fat, is what you're saying.
Well, I'm that same feeling that you could that you could identify with. It's like
well, that's
if Sam's got really skinny again, because he's put on a bit of muscle. You'd be like,
we've all got our insecurities.
I've been there. I've been there. You know.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, and even, you know, Dave Vella saying he's struggling with the exercise stuff. But I spoke on Insta to my mate Brad Cunningham, who owns Fit Shop, which is a studio that isn't running at the moment based on, you know, isn't running business as usual because of what's going on. But he's keen to jump on a Insta Live and do a session for the Gronks. So I'll start the feed, I'll invite him in, and then he'll run us through a session. And so will you guys join? I know, Josh, you do your dancing, so you don't have to if you don't want to.
I love the idea of you. Would you be able to curate every day either yourself doing it or bringing someone? And we could actually have, like, say if I did 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock my dance session, so people that enjoy sort of the Zumba-esque style. I had a moment of thinking, wouldn't it be crazy if I got really healthy and feeling great just through dancing? Like, I feel like all of a sudden I'm the guy on, you know, the Today Show or Sunrise going, oh, this guy, it's like the guy that just ate potatoes and lost a bunch of weight who wanted to come on the podcast.
potatoes for a year.
Yeah, potatoes for a year.
he actually did.
So annoying. Yeah.
But I'm like, look, mate, that was my whole childhood, just eating potatoes. But, how do you feel about doing a daily thing where I do 12 to 1 and then you do 1 to 2 or 2 till 3?
I reckon like 3 days a week. I just know myself. Like I wasn't training every single day anyway. Mm-hmm. And so it's a big thing to train every single day.
Yeah.
Especially getting back. I used to train 5 or 6 days a week and I never had breaks. Like never had long stints. And I just know how hard it is. Like it's more likely to just pull the pin. But if I can do like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that would be sick.
Oh, that's a good idea, yeah.
Like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, feel good, moving into Friday night drinks after having done a session, you know, shower, and then we jump on the live at 4 p.m. for drinks. It's feels less naughty, right?
Yeah, there's something so addictive, I reckon, after doing the podcast and doing it daily and then moving to twice a day. I love the daily thing. Like, this is like Bree and I were talking this morning as we were walking around trying to find opportunities for photos.
Did you get any?
Yeah. I posted them. I actually had there was a mild blow up with a guy. it's all been pretty good, but there was a spot where there was like, it was like a facility where people get concrete, like the big concrete trucks were getting the concrete, like it was getting filled up.
I know it. It's on Hoddle Street, just end of your street, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And so there was a fence and like a gate, and with the gate there was a hole where there's sort of like a latch where you could open and close. And I saw through that hole three workmen looking the other way, and it was just their backs. I'm like, oh, this is a good photo op. And so I went through the hole and I was snapping, and my 1D is very loud. It's what they use to photograph the Olympics.
Yeah.
And so, and I haven't
turned. Bird photography.
Yeah. And so I took a few, and obviously the guy turned around straight away. This is private property. But the great thing was the photo that I had from a focus perspective, it had locked on the fence. And so the photo was fence with just their, like, a blurry background. I was like, mate, the photo is not of you. I'm taking art photos. And I showed him. He's like, oh, okay.
Oh, he came over.
Yeah, like he came through the.
He rushed you.
Yeah, he thought that. I guess that. Yeah, I don't know. There's always this happens. This was my big criticism when I used to film when I was a kid. I filmed 18th and 21st birthdays, and there's always one person who really wants to be on camera. I've mentioned this before. They really want to be on camera, but what they want to project is that the last thing they want is to be on camera. And what they stand in front of the camera and say, do not film me. And I'm like, if you just weren't in front of the fucking camera, I wouldn't film you right now.
Yeah.
And so, there was a bit of pushback, but it was all fine. But I was thinking photos every single day. Bree did start asking, are we doing it every weekend as well?
Yeah.
And Easter break. But yeah, we're continuing.
Yeah. You were touching back on the daily thing, twice daily. You do it bookends the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
The show. And so you're sort of prepping the bit before the show and then, you know, to the end of the day. or as for Sev's case, it's like, you know, midnight starts at 6:30 a.m. And so, it does bring some routine. I mean, this is where you're seeing a lot of people do content online. How many live feeds are there? Matt was saying yesterday, I've never seen so many people streaming or, you know, things to say. I mean, how do you think about content in these times of being drowned out, Josh?
Like, well, I think that the even though there's more content, there's more people consuming it. And so I think that it's probably harder now to build a tribe from scratch. But if you've got an existing tribe that you can then provide content to, like with us, with the Gronk Squad, there is a group of people who know us, who we're friends with, who it becomes very easy. Like Friday night virtual drinks would have been really hard if we were doing it for the first time and we didn't have anything previously.
Mm. Well, because you want to jump that gap. You want to, you know, get to that side instantly, which is, it's why people have the pod fade. They do a podcast for 10 and then they're like, no one's listened. No one's actually fucking listened at all.
On the YouTube live chat, we do live stream all the podcasts. You can watch it at thedailytalkshow.com/live. Thank you, 97, for embedding the chat into the page. That's on there,
No, I didn't think so.
Oh, you didn't push it live?
I took it off because it wasn't formatted correctly. Like, so when you resize the page, it overlaps with other stuff on there. So
okay, we'll work on that. Grace says, add pushback to the list of words for Friday night drinking game.
Yeah. So whenever we say pushback.
We've obviously been saying pushback a lot.
You said it just about 40 seconds ago, I think.
Pushback for people, let's just explore pushback. Pushback in someone's case, it's like the internal response you have to something. So for people, TikTok is like, yuck, instantly. Mm-hmm. So there's heaps of pushback on it. But I think, do you think pushback is from a place of it makes someone uncomfortable does pushback say more about someone else than it does about the thing that they're pushing back on?
I think that pushback shows that you are clear on your own values and what you what you value, I think.
Well, I mean, Sevs has pushed back on life, and that's why he's...
What do you think he's pushing back
on?
What does that mean?
The guy that has the one word or the phrase for the year of lean in is obviously identifying that there is a lot of stuff coming up when it comes to trying new things, getting uncomfortable. And so that's where it's like, to your point, Josh, values, is the person who gives pushback in line with their values, or they're not willing to get uncomfortable?
No, well, I think part of it is ownership. So for the case of Sevs, his pushback on some stuff is because he's not in control of it, or like we're pushing it onto him, so he's pushing back on that, maybe.
Well, I think there's probably two types of pushback. There's intentional, and then there's probably like irrational pushback. And so the irrational one is where it's what you're talking about, Tommy, where you're just like, yeah, no, like I don't want to be uncomfortable at all. Mm. And then, you know, intentional pushback is one that is aligning with all your values and being like, no, I'm clear on who I am and what I want to do. And so you push back.
I think it's most people, I would say, it's quite generalized, aren't rock solid on their values in the sense of being able to reel them off to you right now.
Mm.
And so that's where it is the dance of like, the thing you need to do, you're not comfortable doing. And so there's pushback on that, whether it be for career, moving you forward, getting in front of a camera, starting a podcast, making videos, taking photos, the feeling, you know, of other people's response, all that stuff, the internal dance with that feeling. It's, I don't know, it's just an interesting one to explore, because I push back on shit, you know, like in my mind, and I'm like, if there's two within reason, and I don't think this is for everybody, leaning into the stuff you are feeling like you're pushing back on could be really valuable. Mm-hmm. And not to say to be totally misaligned, because if you, next minute I'm, you know, doing top off photos just because I don't, I'm thinking guys who do that are fuckwits. You know, there's like, I get that there's an extent to which you will lean into the stuff you're pushing back on. Mm. But TikTok, I think for a lot of people, I mean, I think BMAC, the Daily Talk Show's hype man. I mean, he's going to lose that title unless he pulls his head in.
Well, I didn't realize that he had, I'd completely forgotten that when we had him on with Kel, he had mentioned TikTok. And so in the Facebook group where I'm like, guys, I'm doing a TikTok, he added you and added Kel and then said something. I was like, I don't understand your in joke. And I didn't like it. It was the one comment I didn't like. And then he came back with the snippet.
Oh, did he? He posted it.
Yeah. Underneath it, it was just a bit talking about TikTok. But as soon as I saw him in the context of the show, I was like, oh, okay, I'm in on this.
So he said something about we push back on TikTok, or you did, Josh? Is that the idea?
I think there was a little bit of pushback. But I think that, and this is the interesting thing, flexibility is part of, like, are you flexible or inflexible?
Your hammies? Or just
metaphorically. Just in life. I think one thing, like say if you're in a bad mood, or say if you're having an argument with someone, you could choose in that moment to say, you know what, I'm sorry. And then it would all be good. But then there's the pushback in us is like, nah, fuck it. Like, I'm going to enter into this. I'm going to like really enjoy, you know, like how often do you, are you silent with Amy? Like how often, have you recently had a stage where it's like, you know what, I'm just not going to talk for a bit.
In a discussion or if she's telling me
just in
it,
like, so I'll have
her
moments, say with, I'm trying to think when it was, like a week ago.
Yeah.
Where it was, I can't even remember what happened.
But there's a fight. The really context dumb. Is some discussion or
some
argument
sort of
or
argument. But it was really dumb. It had something to do with the kitchen. And and I'm just like, you know what? Like, I'm checking out. I'm going to bed. And I'm done for the day. And so that was like, but by the end of it, by the time I woke, like halfway through the night, you wake up and you're like, oh, okay. I think it was the first day of doing slow carb. And we'll
so blood sugar's low. Blood sugar's low.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a bit snappy.
Yeah.
There's so many things. I was thinking about meditation and observing your mind. And I was like, Is it like for someone who thinks they have their shit together, or like if you were to just be like, I'm all good, or maybe I was thinking about like the illusion of thinking that you have your shit together is like the same.
Illusion of you thinking you're good at dating.
Well, it is definitely a disillusion in the current state because I haven't
Toby
been in the
game. Toby says, does pushback equal ego? I think that's a good point. I think there's a lot of it that's wrapped up in ego.
Well, you're trying to protect your ego. So if it is something, we're talking TikTok, if it is looking stupid on a TikTok, that is, you could say it's values, but it's also like the ego hurts when someone calls you out or laughs at you. But yeah, so I guess my thought isn't, I can't quite articulate my thought that I had about.
I know. I was real confused.
Being at home with your own mind for a lot of us, do you think it's highlighting mental health, or it's forcing us to be more observant on the internal than ever before? Like then being caught up in the rat race or being caught up in life, which is up, drive to school, go to work, go get your coffee. It's like the routine. So the disruption of routine is making us like look a bit inwards. Do you reckon?
But I also think that ritual is a coping mechanism or is a system that we've created to get past our anxieties and things like that. So if we stop doing it, for me, it's as simple as like, walking to work, the process of me going and walking to work, that like 35 minute walk was the thing that would de-stress me, make me feel great. If I, for whatever reason, got dropped off, I wouldn't feel good. And that's why I was like, you know what? I need to go out and take these photos, do 10,000 steps, just because I know that if I do that, I feel way better. And so I think, especially in the early stages of all of, you know, the lockdown sort of stuff, is we were in a situation where it's like, oh, the gym or these or the sauna or all these things that are normally the coping mechanism that we have is no longer available to us.
Yeah, so what you're saying, like, I think we all need coping mechanisms, which is then you could say that everybody is suffering at some level with their own mind.
Mm-hmm.
But some choose who have their shit together to dial it in or whatever it be to, you know, to stick at things that level out their mind. Level not being sane, level just being a less intense version of themselves and their mind. And so, yeah, I was that's sort of thinking on this walk. I was like, I think we're all really crazy. Like, I think everybody's crazy in their own right, right? It's like the mind having 60,000 thoughts a day is mind-blowing in itself that, like, this morning I'm doing a meditation and I had a memory from so long ago and I remembered it and then I just forgot it right then. And then I had another one. But, like, isn't that, like, and then I got a bit horny. Like, it's fucking, it's so bizarre.
What
did you just
say? What was that?
Then I started thinking sexual. I'm like, stop this. Yeah, but like when you observe your own mind, you realize how fucking outrageously crazy and fast it is. And so, yeah, one of the thoughts is like a good on Sam Harris's app is these two people who are very, very educated researchers and doctors were looking into people who suffer mental illness as a result of meditation. Mm-hmm. So it's a thing, like you think meditation makes us healthier in our mind. For some people, it undoes them. For some people, it's like too introspective and you realize, you see the sort of cliff you could step off into everything means nothing. And so it is, yeah. I mean, what do you think, Josh? Maybe I'm just fucking one of the people who's suffering mental health from meditation.
No, Jem, she says, hi, cutie friends. Completely agree that everyone is suffering to varying extents. Yeah, I reckon, I mean, I think that the other thing too is everything is so personal as well. So it can be very tempting to give prescriptive advice. So for me, if someone was like, I'm not feeling good, I would say, you know what, you should go out, you should walk, you should go take some photos, you should dance at midday, all of these things because they're good for me. But everyone is completely different. Like, so for Bree, she's identified that she actually loves talking to people and all of that sort of thing. So getting on her Zoom call or whatever in the morning with all the workmates is an important part. Whereas I'm sure if we did that, I'd be fine just to not, you know?
To not do the Zoom call?
Yeah, like I'm really happy doing, and maybe part of it is the show. Maybe, like for me, the show fills my cup or whatever you want to say to the point where I don't need anything else. But then I think that for a lot of people, why is that funny, Sebs?
No, I mean, I guess it fills my cup as well.
It's filling a lot of cups.
It's a weird way to put. Yeah, it's a weird way to put it, isn't it? It fills your cup.
What fills your cup, Sebs?
Now, how do you fill your cup, Sebs?
Definitely a bit of exercise. Doing the show, and then I think it's just talking to people and experiencing new things.
Mm-hmm. Had you thought about what fills your cup outside of that moment just then? Have you ever thought about that, Sebs?
I've thought about it a little bit. It's probably more of coming from the angle of what gives you energy as opposed to what fills your cup, but I guess it's the same thing. But yeah,
what gives you energy?
Definitely. Oh, I mean, being creative, sort of like getting in that flow. Like when I yeah, getting into a state of flow through some creative activity where you feel it, there's a real reward to that. And what does flow mean? I think it's that's probably everyone has their own version of that, where it might be a hyper focus on an activity. Like for me, it's I've been pretty sort of over the years, and when I was younger, restless. And so when I found editing and making videos, I would, for a restless guy, be sitting there for hours on end doing a task, which seems counter to the person that I felt like I was, right? And so that feeling when you have something that you love, that's there. Exercise, of course, like going for a run up a hill, and oh my god, you feel a bit euphoric.
Mm-hmm. That's like my dancing. That's how I feel. Afterwards, I'm like, especially that like fake skipping thing.
Yeah,
it becomes like this addictive thing. Like I think it's the accomplishment. Like the funny thing is, for me personally, I'm like, this is what people are doing all the time. This is the first time I've actually exercise until this stop point. And the good thing is that I'm able to do it because it's not some PT telling me. If a PT told me to do it, absolutely not. Like you just made up a time. Like I'm not fucking skipping for a minute. You just made up a minute. There's no rationale to that. Whereas if Taylor Swift's Shake It Off song goes for 3 minutes 30, I will skip for 3 minutes 30. I see the rationale in that.
Yeah, sure. I get it. Like I quite like it. I put music on and do that exact thing. Just do the whole song and then stop. But I mean, that's not, there's exercise where you can, I'm just defending PTs.
Yeah,
if you're doing a progressive training regime where it's slowly you need to manage something, so it could be 3 rounds of 3 minutes, and then the next day you could do 4 rounds of 3 minutes, and so you're seeing a level. But it is, yeah. So exercise, meditation, definitely increases a sense of it makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
After just sort of pausing for a bit.
How do you think you would go as a housemate?
I mean, it'd be interesting because I wouldn't be that like work hours or whatever. Like I wouldn't be that great during those.
What do you mean? What do you think? What's expected of a housemate that they would care?
Well, I mean, I guess I don't know. I've never had a housemate before, but I don't know. It could be fun, just like chatting over lunch or something like that, if schedules and stuff line up. But I would just be, I guess, like unavailable until like 6 o'clock or whatever.
So you're worried that you wouldn't be able to give your housemate sort of playtime?
Yeah.
Not what you sign up for, Sevs. When you sign the lease, it doesn't mean you're signing. Marriage, bro. It's just I live in this room, you live in that room, and if you leave your shit around, I'll be pissed.
It depends how much you like your housemate.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was hanging out with like Jason Andre, then I'd want to be able to chat to them during the day or whatever. Like you don't want to be fully blocked out.
Housemates, like it is. If you don't have to have one, Josh, I think you sort of dodged the bullet there, Sevs. I mean, you've just got your family. Mm. I've lived in a bunch of houses.
George says nightmare. That you'd be a great housemate, Sevs.
I reckon you would be because you're not that hard. Other than like you might get a bit annoying. Actually, no, you'd be really annoying because you don't see you all day because you're both working. But then the time that you are home, you're bloody meal prepping. You'd piss me off in the kitchen. Like, mate... I saw you cook cookies. Fucking disgusting. You know,
I think
like
the 5 a.m. blender would get me. I'm just
5 a.m.
That's what it would be.
Well, I think because what I was doing, Sevs, was I was like, I love you. You're easy to be around. But then I was thinking about the friction points in households, and it's usually to do with cooking, cleaning, you know, just your routine in the morning and evening, which is where you're pretty solid on, I think. But you're still young. You still can adapt. Like, you still
He's not too adaptable because he ended up getting annoyed with me when I was playing my audio books in Los Angeles.
Oh yeah, no, that's no, that yeah, no. I mean, that was just annoying. Like,
but surely you can just, if someone else did that, I could 100% just get behind it. It's fine, like whatever. Like I'm gonna sleep.
No, but it's it. But that's just put on your AirPods.
Oh, like I, two people have travelled with the individual that Mason's speaking of, right. i.e. Josh. I found it a bit unusual. I lent into it when we were in Sydney. Josh and we were sleeping on bunk beds, and and I was like, oh yeah,
do you remember the book?
Austin Kleon, Still Like an Artist,
Ego.
Why was Ryan Holt?
That's
Ryan
right. That's right.
Hang on, mate. Were we listening to Stillness Is the Key? Is that what we're listening to? Or we
no,
still,
we could have been listening to Ego Is the Enemy.
You were still going on that one.
I'm trying to get you guys dialed in.
He's got his little routine. He gets him into his room. Yeah. He gets Ego Is the Enemy on.
I was just playing, doing my playbook on you both.
Did you wake up a bit funny, mate? No. No, it was a bit weird, but I was like, oh yeah, this is interesting. Very outside of what I've ever done in my life. So I was like, oh yeah. But I think it'd get annoying if it was every day.
Lara said, when I first moved out, I became very aware very quickly of all of my flaws. It was a big slap in the face. It really helped me learn and grow to be a better person.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Like, I think it's true. It is, your routine becomes your normal, and until someone's observing and your normal or your routine's on show or is directly affecting someone else's environment, that's when you're like, ah, I do that shit. That's why. Yeah. But I think it's hard to answer. Like, even asking Matt Diavelli yesterday about what does Nat find annoying. I'm sure if I asked Nat, what do you find annoying about Matt, it would be easy.
Yeah.
Because I could have asked, what do you find annoying about Nat? Because Amy's got a lot about me, and I know my things.
I'll go ask Bree. I'll go get Bree on and we can find out. Like, what do you think? Before I get Bree, what do you think she would say is annoying about me?
Oh, Sev's, just think about The Office. It's the bag just dropped anywhere. It's maybe some socks just on the ground in the middle of the
room. I don't reckon it would be that, because I think Bree loves a bit of that. Like, I think she goes and relaxes by cleaning all of it up.
Well, so that's a dangerous thing to say, Seb. Never say that. Because I've said that before.
Self-serving,
like,
for Josh.
You enjoy cleaning. It's not good. Don't say it. But she does. She vacuums. Our apartment's fucking tiny. And I think we're on a four times a day vacuum, which is a stress reliever. Which is, you know. But what else?
But yeah, maybe not cooking. Maybe just that. Sort of like the key things. Mm-hmm. The bag on the ground. I'll go with one. So,
Sebs,
leaving
one?
Stuff my one, on the ground.
Actually, I'm going to go while you say it.
Your one. One would be attention. When he's focused on tech stuff, you're not getting through to him, and so like he just won't pay attention to anything else.
Yeah.
So I reckon
he's home, but he's not home.
Yeah. A bit of that. Definitely.
I reckon we'll nail these two. If she's being generous. Because it is hard to rat on your partner. Like, I don't. Unless you're angry with her.
That's true.
So if Josh has been a bad boy, then maybe she will sort of just lean into it. Here we go.
Leah says, dangerous territory, saying Bree loves cleaning up after Josh.
Yeah, you're an animal, Mason. Hi, Bree. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. So we've got you here today to discuss Josh and the shit you don't like about his habits and rituals around the house. And we've guessed two of them. And so it could be the annoying things that Josh does around the house. And feel free to lean into it. And just stuff that really sort of gets
hard,
to you.
Yeah.
We're talking about housemates and sort of like the people, you know, you always have something you're a bit annoyed about with your partner or housemate. What is it for Josh?
Oh, there's a lot of things, and I'm just going to say.
Go for all of them. That's great.
You get? Can you do two? Because I guessed one, and Mason guessed one, and we want to see if they are the ones that you go to, or at least one.
Okay, he leaves his plate around a lot, like even after eating, like on the table or next to the sink. The dishwasher will be clean, and he'll open it and look in it when he goes to put a dirty plate, and doesn't unpack it. Instead, we'll just close it. He leaves his undies on the floor. And clothes quite often after he showers. I don't know what else he does. I mean, they're the most sort of annoying things.
Did I get that, Sevs? Did I get one of those?
Yeah.
It was just leaving stuff on the ground. Because I picked up his undies in LA. I'm not a princess. I had to pick up his undies and socks and take
really?
Them. Because he didn't know.
What else? I mean, because he doesn't really do chores necessarily around the house that much. He sometimes does washing, but that's not all the time. I mean, he cooked breakfast this morning.
By the way, just quickly on the breakfast stuff, we haven't got an update on slow carb meals Insta account in 2 days.
Oh, yeah, I did mine yesterday morning. I haven't done this morning. I haven't had time to upload it. I will do it though, I promise.
All right, one more sort of away from those sort of areas of the cooking, cleaning and leaving shit around. There's chores, one other that we want to sort of see if Mr. 97 can land his guess right.
That he goes on his phone a lot.
There you go. That's pretty much it.
Yes, yeah, close. That's pretty much
it. Like addicted to like scrolling, like social media, like scrolling as we're like walking along.
What about getting through to him while he's working?
Oh, yeah. Or he can just be really focused. I think maybe that's what could be difficult. If he's really focused on something, he can't do anything else. So it's like I can't even ask him a question or any of that sort of stuff. Or he can't be interrupted. Like the rules apply just for him. But if the same is on my side, he's like, oh, no, just come on, just be easy, just be. So maybe that. But look, he's mostly great. These you literally asked me for the negative things, so it's hard.
Yeah, no, and you delivered because I think we were pretty close on both of those. Mason's was, what was it? What was your one you picked?
Oh, yeah, just when he's like focusing and stuff, it's hard to get him to talk to you.
Well, he goes down rabbit holes. Like Mace and I have quite often, I was only just saying this to Josh the other night, been at the office quite late on a Friday because Josh has gone down some rabbit hole on some tech thing that he wants to fix. And Mace and I are like, oh, let's go for dinner. Let's go do something. I mean, Mason's always very easygoing. And Josh is like, no, I just need to finish this thing and I need to finish this thing now. But that thing could also wait sometimes.
Yeah. It's Josh's, I'll be 1 minute, but it's always 10.
Yeah, which is nice because he gets obsessed, which actually is also a nice quality of his.
Cause the negatives are always the positives too.
Yeah.
You know, like he's great at cooking. He's very focused at cooking the meal that he's cooking. So they're always great. Like his breakfasts are always tip top because he's putting so much focus on doing bacon and eggs. So it's.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back to work now and find some footage that I've lost.
Oh, no. That sucks.
See ya.
See ya.
I don't know.
Do you want to, is it Google Drive or where is it meant to be? Okay. I'll close the door. Hang on. Can we see?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, so we nailed it.
Yeah, we definitely nailed it. I think we spent enough time around.
Okay, we've got to wrap it up because I said to her that she said that she'd lost this footage. I said I'd help her find it if she would just come on, so... I better go and do that.
All right, good. I think we need to, to be fair, we need to get Amy on to do the same. And then we need to also get Mr. 97's mum on.
Too soon.
It's the housemate thing.
Yeah, sure.
Unless we get Jamesy or Sam. Chairman
Rick. Oh, yeah. Can
we get Chairman on?
Chairman
chip off the old block Chairman. Jeez. That would be great. Chairman Rick, mate, Mr. 97's dad.
It wasn't too bad, right? Like, they're all pretty standard issues.
Everyone's doing that. A lot of people are doing that shit.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is that I go through stages of actually being good with... I just feel like... We've heard about them. But just exercising. The thing with exercising is you go through more clothes. You go through more showers. You end up And so all of that, like, it's very hard to track all the undies. At least I'm changing them. HB says, can't do two things at once is a man thing. They cannot focus on two things. George says, Josh is regretting this. Now, I don't mind talking about my flaws. I'd like to get better at them. And so the thing is that by bringing it up, I'll then go and remember these things. Because the other thing is, what annoys me is the dishwasher is so easy. Like all these things she's mentioning are easy, and that's why I don't do them. Because I'm like, they're easy. But I'll do them if it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Apparently it is. So anyway, it's a daily talk show. We've got an email that came in, Sevs.
Yeah, we got an email from Ian. He said, it's been a while, so I thought it was time to email you guys. At the risk of being labelled a suck, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate you guys not only pushing on with the daily talk show, but increasing it to 2 eps a day. I'm guessing your production company, Big Media Company, is doing it tough, like loads of other companies. So for you to commit to two episodes a day where that doesn't produce any income is huge. Really appreciate the commitment. I am one of the lucky ones who still has a job and I'm able to work from home. So now my day is organized around 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. I don't always get to listen live, but I always catch up. Loving the content, loving the guests.
I mean, speak for yourself, Ian. We can't get the JobKeeper because our revenue's over 50 million. So it's a bit annoying.
Ian, I didn't want to mention it, but I retired.
Yeah. Mate, you think we're stupid? Stupid enough to do two shows a day without having a nest egg? Fucking hell.
I'm absolutely super spot on,
Ian. Absolutely spot on, mate.
Ian also wanted to say he's loving Friday night drinks. It's a great idea. I find myself looking forward to 4 p.m. on Friday about midweek. Isolation is tough at the best of times, but I believe most of us are trying to do the right thing by isolating. Being able to connect with you guys and a whole heap of other people I've never met before is awesome. And you can let Josh know that I've upgraded my internet just for our Friday night drinks.
Ian famously had a connection, a whole chicken farm out the back. A chicken shit internet.
Chicken shit internet. It sounded like you were speaking to a catfish, like someone who is catfishing you.
It seemed very remote.
But we love you too, Ian. Mate, thank you for supporting the Gronks. You're at our Hep 500. You took 3D Dill in and you gave him an Aussie barbecue. You took him bike riding.
And that's not a euphemism. Son's a legend. That's literally an Aussie barbecue.
He's Iron Man Ian. Like I was looking at him at his Insta stuff, doing a workout.
Little handstand stuff.
This dude, he's fucking rock solid.
Yeah, he also said, PS, might be a good time for Tommy to get his neighbour Michelle Timms on. She's a trailblazer in women's basketball and an absolute legend of the sport. I'm sure her story would be amazing and might be a welcome distraction from the corona/isolation chat. PPS, Josh, I think you should dig deeper with the questions. Snag or burger, ketchup or barbecue sauce, chicken or beef, inside dining or outside dining, hotel or camping.
The inside or outside dining is a very interesting one.
Al fresco.
Yeah. What would you, if you're at a cafe, indoor or outdoor, what would you do?
It totally depends whether.
Summer or winter.
I really like sitting outside in the winter when there's heaters. Like, I love that.
That's
actually warm, but it's cold. So you feel the sort of nip in the air, but it's also toasty.
That's nice. It's really nice.
Yeah. That's nice.
Oh. Nice. Real nice. Isn't that nice?
It's so nice.
All right, Gronks.
Great. Yeah, it's a daily talk show at 4 p.m. Melbourne time. We're live streaming the second episode of the day and also joined by George, who has a new segment that he's going to be doing. So he's created a video that we will premiere here. So 4 p.m., please join us. Otherwise, see you later on. Have a good one.
See you today, later on. I was going to say tomorrow.
It's later. Don't say that.
Oh, that's nice.
It's so nice, isn't it?
Oh, it's nice. Yeah.
One more time.
Oh, that's nice. Is that it? Is that how I did it?
Perfect. Oh, it's perfect.
Nice. It's nice. It's different. Bye, guys.